In Parshas Kisisa, you have different inyanim. Some of the inyanim, the end and the beginning tie together. You have the parasha of the Machzis HaShekel first, and you have the parasha of Degel afterwards. According to a lot of the Farshim, and Rashi brings it, the Kapora on the Chet HaEgel lies in Machzis HaShekel. So even though the Chet HaEgel is not something, it either came before and it's a Mokta Mumukher, but whatever it is, the Rashi learns that that's the Pshat, that this is all part of the Kapora, and that's the Pshat of how we learn that all the Mishkan comes in Mechapa and so on, so this is also part of the Kapora. So we have the Halacha of Machzis HaShekel, and Machzis HaShekel comes for two things. First of all, Machzis HaShekel is telling us we need a Machzis HaShekel for Korbanis, and we need a Machzis HaShekel for the Adonim in the Mishkan. So mainly the Korbanis, or the Eichshu, I understand that it's a Kapora for the Egel in a general way, I guess. Korbanis are Mechaper, and this is the general Kapora for Averis. Okay, but how the second Machzis HaShekel comes for Adonim. The Adonim were a relatively minor, unimportant part of the Mishkan. I mean, it's one nekud of it. So how is that the dafka, the kapara for the rest of the inyanim? Sahakol, it's a the Adonim are mainly the whole Mishkan's mechapa for the eagle, but the Adonim specifically, it's hard to understand what the Adonim have to do with it. Secondly, in the Hilchus Mishkan itself, it's hard to understand the distinction between Adonim and everything else. The Korbanis, we understand, has to come Shavah B'Shavah from everybody. And in Mele, there's a halacha of Ha'osho Le'yaveh V'Adah Lo Yamit, Machzis HaShekel. Because Korbanis, we want everybody to have an equal chelek in the carbon. Carbonus comes min atzibur, it has a shem min atzibur, and everybody gives it together. Fine, that has a havana. But the adonim, if the rest of the mishkan, if the aron and the shulchan and the godim, everything can come isha shid venu libay. As much as a person wants to give, that's how much he gives. So manishtana the adonim of all the inyanim, that has to come exactly equivalent for everybody. I mean, it's strange, and there's an issa on it. There's an issa that Ha'osho Le'yaveh V'Adah Lo Yamit, that on that, everyone has to give exactly Machzis HaShekel. Also the inyan, why dafka Machzis HaShekel, spoken about a lot, but also interesting matbeah that everyone gives a Machzis HaShekel exactly, and that's the inyan. The pasuk also mentions Le'ibem Negev Bifkoyd Oisam, that the first pshat is if you count by the shkolim, that's how there won't be a Negev in Klai Yisrael. You're not allowed to count Klai Yisrael themselves, but like it says by Yisrael, by Yimnun Atloyim, that he counts it through an object, that's the Seder. So Parshas Tefillin, in just the general sense that you're counting it through another object, not a representative object, not themselves. But could be there's a special hadgosha on the fact that it was Machzis HaShekel. One more inyan that is also very strange, it's in a parsha, two parshas before, that most we don't get to usually, but it's a very strange parsha. It says in the end of Mishpatim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so it says, Moshe went up, he brought down, he told the Am, Divrei Hashem, and so on. And then it says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adom, Vayosim Vagonas, half of the dam he put into special receptacles, special kelim, Vachatzi Adam Zorek HaMizbeach, and the other half of the dam he put on the Mizbeach. So I don't understand he put half and half of the dam here and half of the dam there. So fine, that's a derech of a tzur of a bris. So Rashi says, "Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam mi chilkoi malach bo bechilkoi." Who split the dam? A malach came and split the dam. It's very strange. We don't have. A malach came and split the dam. It's true that it says that chatzi always means like. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, chatzi would mean exact. So, lamoshel kechatzoyis halayla, kechatzoyis halayla, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mishan it because there was an issue of we can't be medayik, and Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be medayik. But the klal is that lenita teil malach hasharis, and whenever there's a din of where there's a halacha of chatzi, there. It's the best you can do. I mean, it's like base ribuant film. Whatever person can do, that's like the Torah Machasheres. So this was a feida. It was a halacha. I assume it was a tzivui to take half the dam and put into agonis and half the dam to be zorik and half the dam to be zorik and fair, half the dam on Kali Yisrael. Fine. Do the best you can. I mean, what does our say? A malach came and was mechalakit. And the Chazal of the full Chazal has a lot of Mandi Amrim, and each one has the same question. How did he get exactly here? One says that the Dam itself was Neschalik, one says the Malach came. All sorts of different shitas exactly how they could get the perfect half. And it's very, very hard to understand. I assume that this was the one case where Mitzad the Avoida it needed to have exactly the muscle. There's a Minchas Chavitin, so it says that you makriv machtzis ba'boikem machtzis ba'erev. No one's going to say a malachim every day to the Beis Hamikdash and split the Minchas Chavitin in half. You did the best you could. So if I say that over here, there's a bedafka on this machtzis, and b'meila it needed a malach, it needed the dam itself, it needed some sort of hanhoga and asoga and mahalach. That was very different. And it's hard to understand what is the need for it over here, particularly that it should be so exact and so on. So let's understand a little bit the Inyan over here. The Adonim, it says in the Sforim, the Adonim is Kineged, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. That's Kineged, the Shem of that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Besides the fact that it's still not clear to us, so I mean, it doesn't clarify much for us. But what does it mean that this is Klat Hashem of Adnus? But there's an interesting feature about the Shem of Adnus. The Gemara, I mean, the pasuk says the Gemara dashes it. It says Zeh Shmi LaOlam Zeh Zichur LaDor Loi Keshem Shani Nikra Ani Nichtav Loi Keshem Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is written Yudke Vavke, and he's read Aleph Dalet Nun. It used to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be read Yudke Vavke also. Since the Chor Beis HaMikdash, or B'makom, not the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kahena, there's a difference in the Kriya and in the Ksiva. The Ksiva is the Shem Adnus. The Ksiv is the Shem Havaya, the Kri is the Shem Adnus. And it's something that, so by saying the Shem of Adnus is not just another name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know there are Shem HaShem, there are Chokim, there's Alekim, there's Kael, and so on, the Svokos. The Shem of Adnus has a peculiar relationship to the Shem of Havaya. In that Havaya is the Ksiva, and it's possible that the Kriya of Havaya should be Adnus. So the Yud Kei Vav Kei, when we're in Golos or not in Beis HaMikdash or whatever, has a way to read it. So Adnus is not just another name of Kadosh Baruch Hu that's Kadosh like Elikim, but it's rather another. It's a variation of Havaya somewhere along the line. It's Stolzach Tzu to Havaya. And let's try to understand what that means and so on. Of the names, of all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name of Adnos is the only one that its primary conjugation is Besmichus. In other words, Havaya, like we've seen the Ibn Ezra, does not at all take on any type of smichus, doesn't take on the possessive form in any way. You can't say Havaya Shali, Havaya Shalo, whatever it is. Elohim can take it on, but Elohim stands by itself also. Elohim is the mashmos of Tkifus. Elohim is Lashon Kael, which is strong. Elohim is the powerful, the all-powerful one. That has a designation of its own mitzvahs as such. The all-powerful one stands by itself. It doesn't have to have smichas. It can be nismach, elokav, elokeinu, and so on. But mitzad, the name itself, it stands perfectly well as elokim without its smichas. The name Adon does not mean anything, be'etzim, unless it's nismach to something. If there is nobody in the world, I can't say I'm an Adon. I can say I'm an Adon of the world. A master, the definition of the word master is of something. So Adnos, so when we say the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adnos without smichus, just with a comets, then it's implied. He's the master of the world. He is the master of something, but it doesn't have a meaning unless we can designate, unless there's something that's the besmichus, even if it's a hidden smichus. That is the name of Adnos. So the name of Adnos is very different than all the other shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other shemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu can stand or have to stand alone. The name of Adnos Be'etzem is nismach to something. Sometimes the smichus is implied or hidden or whatever, but the name itself is meaningless without the smichus. Let's understand what the nekud of it is. The mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael is a lot given, like the mashal of Zohar and Akeva. The Hechetimtza, a husband is only a husband if he has a wife. In other words, a man is a man, but his mitzias as a husband is Shaykh Dafka with a wife. There is a mitzias in the Bria where things become a hechetimtza for something else. We spoke about this when we spoke in the Purim about Tshuka and Ishtaikikus and so on. We were mired a little bit about this. I want to understand it with a little bit of a knach deeper than we did. There is no chalois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world unless there's a makom for him. The chol makom, there's a famous part from the Kotzke that someone says to Kotzke, or the Kotzke is somebody, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the person said, all over. So he gave him a little slap and he told him, no, he is wherever you let him in. In other words, unless there's a makom that we give him a makom, there is no chalois of aleikus. Unless there's a tzushtel. So the makom amigdash, the tzushtel of the makom amigdash was Har Moriah. In other words, makom amigdash was a makom for the Mikdash because of the Ava of Avraham Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, like the Rambam says, the exhibition of Tshuka HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokom Chalois of Shechina. That's the place that Shechina is memale. When there's chisaron, there's shayach that there should be a milu. So that was shayach by Beis Hamikdash. What about the Mishkan? The Mishkan floats around in the midbar. There is no makom that it shalzach to. The makom that became the kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adonim. The Adonim was the hollow boxes in which stood the Kroshim, the Yesodis. So Ki'ilu, that's the Mokrim Chisorin into which we plug in the Mishkan. So there is a Mokrim like Beis HaMikdash that the Etzem, it's Kuloy a Chosan a Mishteki for Ashraz HaShechina. That became a permanent makom through the Akedah, and the Adonim are the chelik of the Beis HaMikdash that are the chelik of the Mishkan that serve as, so to speak, the base for it. Wherever it is, it's possible to put the base down and have it there, even when it's not b'mekoymai. That base is called Adonim, and it provides. What it is the tshuka for milui. When that's in place, then you have the milui itself has where to stand on. That's similar to the stuff we spoke about last week, about the shteikos and so on. There's a finer nekud in this. Let's try to understand the difference between chisronos. Let's say a person builds a building. The building has 500 bricks. The building has 5,000 bricks. And he's missing one brick. So he needs to take a brick someplace and fill it in. Person is missing, he has a building, and it's missing a dozen bricks. So he has to find a dozen bricks and fill it in. It's not nice that bricks are a different color. Find bricks of the same color. And that's it. That is one tzura of chisaron and milui. That is a different picture than the picture that we're talking about. Let's take an example. I once read, and it's sometimes in the oimek of rishis, you get a sense of an Indian when Stalin Yamashmoy arrested. Sent off one of the wives of his cabinet ministers to Siberia, and he patted a guy in the back and says, "Don't worry," he says, "I don't mean you, I'll get you a different wife." So what's the pshat? Yeah, if you have a brick wall and you knock out two bricks, put in two other bricks, not a problem. We're a ghost at a shrachaket, because it's not the pshat that you're missing a brick, it's the pshat. Your whole metzius is a tzushto of the other person, and therefore, it's not a building is a building in its own right, and when it's missing the bricks, so then we need to fill in bricks. So we're not talking about another metzius, two metzius and complementing each other. We're talking about a metzius that's chaser, a prat, and you just fill in the prat. But the metzius is still built on itself, even though we added something on the outside, but it swallows the entire metzius and becomes the building again. It's not the building plus, it's the building, and I just needed something to fill in. But the marshal, if there's a family living in the building, the family moved out, you don't say, well, I could make a warehouse out of it. If the sense of home was for this family, so the whole building is the chatimza for that. When Chazal called ish v'isha plag gufa, a half a guf, that's what they meant. In other words, there's a type of chisaron that the word chisaron is the way it fits, so that they're missing something, some part of it, and fill it in, and I am a shalom. Or the pshat is my whole metzias is a tzushtal to something else. If a house and a family living inside it, the family is not another brick in the house. The house is there for the family. So each one is a plug of the Metzias. When you have Lamashal in Halacha, you have two tzadim. You have something that's called a raven tzadim, like a sfex feka. It's not. We don't measure the quantity by the Metzias that's there. It's by the tzadim shibay. In other words, the house, the man and the wife, each one is a hair. Doesn't make a difference that he's twice as tall. It's not. I'm missing. Okay, you know, we can get you a cook and we can get you this. That's not your whole Metzias is awaiting its milui through the other Metzias. Each one of those two Metzias are tolling each other. So the other pshat is that's called a plag, a half, meaning not that I'm lacking a prat, but my Metzias is a Metzias chaseira and it's tolling another Metzias. So the lashon of Chazal, the lashon of the Psukim, the inyan of Hef is very different than the inyan of Chaser. Chaser means I need the tzura is my tzura and it needs some brushing up, it needs some hashlama, and the second one is that my whole metzias is only part of the metzias and it's built for the other metzias. That's the side of Adnas. In other words, and let's understand this, it's a fine point. A person, Lamashal, can say to himself, you know, I'm a very talented, wonderful person. I've got a lot of milas. I'm still lacking. I'll go to finishing school, I'll get music, and I'll be an Adam HaShalom. So it's not the pshat, my whole Metzius was waiting for music, and it's me and the music. I am me, and it's all about me, and it's completely about myself. I'm lacking something, so with that, my whole kaima is shalom. In the tzur of ish and isha, the tzur of plagufa, it's not the pshat that I'm missing another prat in my metzias. My whole metzias is a metzias chaseira to that metzias. When Klal Yisrael was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu in this case represented the Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, it was like all the Kadmonim and all the Sfarim say that Eila Lehechi Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's the Pshat, they were talking about the Anhaga of the Likus. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tzir Nema, but that's it. So now, the 40 days went by and he's not here anymore. They're missing. A profound sense of missing is there. So this is where there's a tremendous hischalkus between the two mahalchim. One person says, listen, life needs religion to make it a good life. It inserts values in your life, it smooths out relationship, it gives you hope in troubling times, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. So, listen, you know, there's first choice religion, second choice, and third choice. You need something to fill up the gap. So, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu is definitely better. Moshe is very good. It's not the ego. It's not. We need a koyach of a leikus. And, you know, definitely we would have liked the first one, not the second one. So, if a person had a car and the car was good but it fell apart, they get a second car. It's fine. It's not a problem. And the sooner the better. That's one way of looking. The second way of looking at it is Ani l'doidi v'alei tshukosei. Listen, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu we want. And the chaser is not because we're chaseris. It's not the pshat, it's about us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memalech his sorin in our koima. It's the pshat that my metzias is a frame for a picture. So it's not the pshat, it's like, you know, if I'm missing the picture, put in another picture. I was made for this picture. I was made for this. This is the plagouf of mine. This is what I am chetzi of. And the neila, if I don't have it, I'm a chosav. So, and that's, one spoke about the inyan of avelus, is that the person becomes a chosav when it's taken away from him. It's not the pshat that I'm missing a wife, I'm missing my wife. It's not the pshat I'm missing a God, I'm missing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat in what they should have been waiting. So in the world of tshuka, in the world of Hishtoikikus, there's a sharp havchana, is the pshat that the musig of Hashem is, it's one of my inyanim, but I am shalom with myself, and this is a prat onto the nekuda, or the pshat is it's a milui in the whole kaima. That's it's the pshat is my whole metzius around it. That was the chet ha'egel. The chet ha'egel was Klal Yisrael had been awakened to the metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, and so on. Avodah Zaradik, it's the pshat. If this God doesn't work, the second God will work. If the second God doesn't work, the third God will work. It's important to have a God. That was the tchun of Erev Rav. The what should have been is the Hishtoikikus is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Moshe Rabbeinu asked afterwards? If we want you to go with us, don't send a malach to go with us. I mean, it's not that we need a GPS and a malach does a great job. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to send somebody else is not fulfilling it. So just like if I tell somebody, Lamashal, I need somebody to help me schlep something. So my friend says, you know, I can't do it, but I'll send somebody else down that will help you. It's fine. But if I tell somebody, oh, I'd like to go out and meet you, I'd like to spend time with you, the person says, well, I can't do it, but I'll send somebody in my place. I don't want to spend time, I want to spend time with you. That's the nekuda. That was the oimek of chet ha'egel, that they were switched HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a God, and that was where they went wrong. The places that the Torah was makpid on hef is that nekuda, because where it's one object with a chisaron, then kamus makes a difference. In other words, a building that's missing 5 bricks is missing only 5 bricks. A building that's missing 50 bricks is missing 50. A building that's missing 1,000 bricks is missing 1,000 bricks. It's a bigger chisaron, a smaller chisaron. But when you're talking about two inyanim, which is less of a suit? A pair of pants without a jacket or a jacket without a pair of pants? Doesn't make a difference. It's true that the jacket costs a lot more and has more material, but it's not since a suit is a pair of pants with a jacket, so one without the other is equally. They are half because mitzad the tzuris hadvarim they half. It's not a question of how much material. Okay, you know, you don't have a pair of pants to match, I'll make the jacket longer. That's not, in tzura, it's half and half. So the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis and chayr with the agonis was that type of bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be the side of the plagufa of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael would be the side of the plagufa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. And the Nela, just like it's not shayach, a half is not measured by it's a whole different metzias. Heves is a whole different metzias than halakim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is atechad v'shimchechad mikam chesol gerechad baretz. It's one of each. That's the same nekuda here also. It's one of each, and each one is a tzura, is mashin the tzura. So it had to be exact. Davoda and b'meila either malach split in half, the dam itself split in half. But what Chazal are pointing out is the bris, the Krisus bris was on halves, not on chalokim. What Kaiso was chayte with the chet ha'egel, so the karbonis is the general kapara, but adonim is the chelik that was missing. In other words, the chelik that were missing was in the improper basis, in the improper tshuka for likus. The hair of the tshuka for likus was not the hair of half. It wasn't the hair of the machzis. And b'meila, it had to be machzis ha-shekel dafka. It had to be ha-osha lo yarbe. If somebody is a more of a sholem, somebody is less of a sholem. If we're talking about shleimus and midas, so somebody who is missing one midah is a lot better off than somebody who's missing 10 midas. That's when you're talking about your personal shleimus as a self fulfilled surah. But if you're missing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't make a difference if you have one good midah or 10 good midas, 100 good midas. I mean, the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 50-50. And everyone, a dal or an asher, are equally chaserim. Dal and asher, in the deeper sense of the word, are equally chaserim when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the side of where they needed, there would be a tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Each one would provide, in other words, by being exactly machza, it's showing me that we're talking about chatzoyim and not about chisorin, and it's not a self-enclosed entity. They're called Adonim because the Shem Adnus is the only Shem that requires it's kaviyochol, the remez of plag gufa lamayla. Havaya and the Lekim even can exist as their own Metzias. And then mainly you don't have manifest in it the relationship of Palga. Agnus is not shayach before, is not shayach to be without the Milu. Agnus means a doin of something. The place Kaviyoch where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that shows we're missing is the Shem of Adnos. The basis, this becomes the basis for the rest of Avodah. It says, Adoin Olam Asher Molach B'term Kol Yitzir Nivra Le'is Naso B'cheftze Koyel Azay Melech Shmoy Nikra. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Adoin Olam B'term Kol Yitzir Nivra? I mean, L'chore, it's almost a stira. How could he be the master of the world? What was the world? The Teretz is the Shem of Adnus needs to be the etzem toichen of the bria that he's going to create. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole around. Adnos is the nekudas chosa around which the entire bria forms. So just like when you want to form something around an empty space, you must put. When a person wants to make a hole in a donut, he has the binion of the hole there first, so that the dough lays around it. The binion of the world is because it starts with Adnus, which creates a bria around the Adnus. When the bria is finished, then Azai Melech Shmoy Nikra, people call him Melech. But the Adoin Olam, the Adnus of it, just like when you built the Beis HaMishkan, in a place that had no it had no makom, you had to create the makom first. You had to create the chisaron first and put the mishkan in there. When he created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create the nekudas chisaron first and build the world around it. So that the world is a world that's mishtekik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Famous part from Zusha Rim, it says by Avraham Avinu, Ro'a Biro Delekes. So he says the word Delekes comes from the Lashon Lama Delakta Achrai. He saw the entire world is pursuing something. And when he tried to figure out what they're pursuing, that's when they had the balabira. In other words, the lekas means to run in hot pursuit of something. That was the machtis ha-shekel for the adonim, and that was where was a kapara for the chet ha-egel. I guess in a sense of avoda and so on, we do look in most of our sense of avoda is focused on ourselves. We do dehara ourselves as Tzolom Elokim, and we look for shleimus, and we look for chisarin, and so on. And that is definitely a big drive and a big spur for avoda. But there's always the problem that it doesn't necessarily mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The very, very spitz avoda is it, like in Shir HaShirim, it says she's looking frantically for the Shulam is looking frantically for the Melech, and she gets beaten up and so on, and they ask her, like, tell us, why is it that you don't even want to bother to look at somebody else, look for somebody else? And that's the pain of Umas Oyon to Kal Yisrael is Shuvi Shuvi HaShulamis. What is it that you're willing to go all the way till the end for it? Well, why are you willing to go to the death for it? Find a different one. The understanding and the tfisa that the Yisoid V'Shoyosh V'Avoyde is that the whole Metzias Adam is Sugashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way a person is a plag gufo with Ishtay and so on, that is the foundation for it. The makom tos always lies when you subtly exchange yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where once the track is, am I going to be a bigger person? Am I going to be a better person? Am I going to be this or that? There's room already to substitute something. I need, we remember with tremendous yearning the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu guiding us to the Midbar. Listen, it's gone. Let's get something else. Only when a person has, it's not we need somebody to help us get through the Midbar. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, then we're not going anyplace. That's where the focal point is. The B'meila, the ability to make a mistake is not there anymore. If Ayin Panecha Holchim, we're not going. A malach is great for going through the midbar, but we're not looking to go through the midbar. We're looking to go Achre Hashem Lekechem. And if Hashem Lekechem is not there, then no thanks. That's the head. The Shem of Adnus is a Shem that even when Havaya is not apparent, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today we don't have the Shem Havaya, we have it B'Ksiva, B'Greda, but in Kriya we have the Shem Adnus. Beis HaMikdash has to stand on Makom HaMikdash. If you don't have Makom HaMikdash, you can bring a Mishkan wherever you are with the Shem of Adnus. So the Shem of Adnus on the one hand expresses the ultimate chisorn of the Bria, that the Bria is kol-kulay lacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself becomes the keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when there's no Makom HaMikdash, and even when Shem Havaya is behesta gomer, and there's no kri of Shem Havaya, in the Shem of Adnus we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as we had in the Shem Havaya begon. Thank you.